A quarter of an hour passed. Half an hour. Gabriel, moving closer to Lupin, saw that his eyes were shut and that his breath came evenly, like that of a man sleeping. But Lupin said, "Don't imagine that I'm asleep, youngster. No, people don't sleep at a moment like this. Only I am consoling myself. Needs must, eh? And then I am thinking of what is to come after. Exactly. I have a little theory of my own about that. You wouldn't think it to look at me, but I believe in metempsychosis, in the transmigration of souls. It would take too long to explain, however. I say, boy, suppose we shook hands before we part. You won't? Then goodbye. Good health and a long life to you, Gabriel." He closed his eyelids and did not stir again before Madame Dugrival's return. The widow entered with a lively step. At a few minutes before 12, she seemed greatly excited. "I have the money," she said to her nephew. "Run away. I'll join you in the motor down below." "But I don't want your help to finish him off. I can do that alone. Still, if you feel like seeing the sort of face a rogue can pull, pass me the weapon." Gabriel handed her the revolver, and the widow continued. "Have you burnt our papers?" "Yes." "Then to work. And as soon as he's done for, be off. The shots may bring the neighbors. They must find both the flats empty." She went up to the bed. "Are you ready, Lupin?" "Ready's not the word. I'm burning with impatience." "Have you any request to make of me?"
"None."
"Then, one word, though." "What is it?" "If I meet Dugrival in the next world, what message am I to give him from you?" She shrugged her shoulders and put the barrel of the revolver to Lupin's temple. "That's it," he said. "And be sure your hand doesn't shake, my dear lady. It won't hurt you, I swear. Are you ready? At the word of command, eh? 1, 2, 3. The widow pulled the trigger. A shot rang out.
"Is this death?" said Lupin. "That's funny. I should have thought it was something much more different from life."
There was a second shot.
Gabriel snatched the weapon from his aunt's hands and...